Ash Wednesday, repentance. Repentance is a loaded word. The thesaurus lists the following as synonyms for repentance: remorse, penitence, regret, guilt, and shame. Now, the last thing in the world we need is to pour some more guilt and shame on ourselves, right? Guilt and shame are useless. They get us nowhere. So let's throw out these words. Let's just throw them out. Guilt and shame, we don't need them. There's no point in beating ourselves up. Psalm 51 says, "Scrub away my guilt." Not my wrongdoing guilt here, my guilt. So let's do just that. Let's wash it away. Let's scrub it away. We don't need guilt. Because repentance is about recognizing when we've screwed up, asking for forgiveness, and then seeking to turn it around, make that 180, like Angie said. It's seeking to begin doing things differently from now on. It's about saying, yeah, I messed up. I know my sins are staring me down, like it said in Psalm 51. So forgive me, God. Forgive me and help me make a fresh start. Because the psalm also says, God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. I love this verse. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. This fits me. My life can be totally chaotic. Whose isn't, right? So how about letting something new begin in us? Something outside of the chaos. Something true and good that sets these broken bones to dancing. How about a Genesis? A start, a beginning, a creation. Because we know we're not perfect. We get this. We know we mess up. Just look at all the mess ups in the Bible. Aaron, Moses' brother, a holy priest of God. What does he do? He builds a golden calf for everyone to worship the calf instead of God. And Jacob's sons, Abraham's great-grandsons, throw their brother Joseph in a pit and leave him there to die. Judas betrays Jesus. Peter denies him 3 times. The list of mess-ups goes on and on. They were all mortals too, making mistakes just like us. But here's where repentance is invaluable. Even though we all make mistakes, we don't want to continue to make the same mistakes. So we repent. It's one thing to confess our mistakes to God and to ask for forgiveness. That's great. And it's known as confession and pardon. And that's a part of repentance. But repentance takes us one step further. Repentance says, I was wrong. I'm sorry. And I don't want to do this again. So wipe the slate clean. Let's start again. Let's shape a Genesis week out of the chaos of our mistakes. Now, doesn't that sound more doable and a whole lot healthier than piling on guilt? If we're willing to recognize when we've done wrong, and if we truly are accepting of God's forgiveness for us, and if we're willing to make a fresh start by not continuing to make the same mistake over and over, by turning and making that 180, doesn't that make a whole lot more sense than just shaming ourselves to the point where we don't even want to try to do better? So let's take Psalm 51 to heart. And let's let it guide us in our repentance. Let's really shape a Genesis spirit from the chaos of our lives. Let's really see repentance as an opportunity for new life, not a pointing the finger contest. So what's on your heart this evening that you wish to turn around? What needs a Genesis spirit in the chaos of your life? I invite us to take a moment of prayer for repentance and then to come forward for the imposition of ashes as an act of repentance. So as we come to God in prayer, I will guide us through the steps of repentance. Let us pray. Generous God, give us your grace. Scrub away our guilt. We know we've done things wrong. We know we've not lived as holy as we should. So hear our silent confession now. Let us have the relief of owning up to the things we are not proud of. And let us list them before you silently now. Loving God, forgive us of all these things. For we know you forgive us, and you have assured us that we really are forgiven. We really are pardoned. Show us that we really do have a clean slate with you. And now, Lord, go one step further with us. Make a fresh start in us. Shape a Genesis spirit out of our lives. Move us to really make a change. Help us to really turn things around so we don't continue down the same old path. Breathe your holiness in us and put a fresh wind in our sails. For we long to be refreshed by your love and renewed by your Spirit. Amen. And now I invite you to come forward and receive the mark of ashes on your forehead, a sign that from dust you came and to dust you will return, a sign of repentance and remembrance, a sign that this is the beginning of Lent. For our willingness to come forward and wear the mark of repentance is our first step in making that turn. And it's the first step to opening the floodgates of waters of justice for our lives. So please come forward as you feel called to receive the ashes. We'll have two lines coming forward. And if you feel called to kneel for further prayer, here you may. Please come forward as you feel called.